Okay, we'll say good and Chanukah. Lechtige Chanukah, Freilige Chanukah. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Chaf Beis, and we had left off on Chaf Alpha Beis with a machlokas. Excuse me, between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avohu. Chizkiah had said that if the pasuk says Lo Ye Achel, then that implies that there is both an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana. It's forbidden both to eat the item in question and to derive benefit from it. And Rabbi Avohu had said, no, anytime it says any sort of forbidden eating, Lo Yochal, Lo Sochal, etc., not only Lo Ziyachel, but any other language of it's usher to eat this food, so there's also an Isser Hana implied, meaning that the Isser Achila and Isser Hana go hand in hand. And he had proved that from a shita of Rabbi Meir, who had said that a nevela can be, a nevela is an animal that has been shechted improperly or just dies without shechting. So you're allowed to give that to a ger toshav, that is a goy who accepts shevet mitzvah nach and lives in Eretz Yisrael, or you're allowed to sell to a goy, to a nachri, to a straight up goy. So from the fact that the Torah had to specify, that seems to imply, right, that tells me that in general it's Asr Bahana, but here it says that it's Mutter, so therefore, right, that's why the Pasuk needed to teach me that it was Mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda had learned that Drasha for a different purpose. So the Gemara says, now we're up on, we're about seven lines up, Bishlama le Rabbi Meir, right? So we said, Bishlama le Rabbi Meir, Damar Echad Ger, Echad Nachri, Ben Bechir, Ben Medicina, Medicina, Chapar, La Mishnah, Nevela Bahana, Hakol Yisurin, Shabbatore, Yisurin, Ben Bechir, Ben Bahana. And that's a mouthful, but basically what that means is, according to Rabbi Meir, right, who says that the Pasuk, right, as I just explained, right, basically teaches us that there's a special dispensation here by Nevela, that it's Mutter Behana, so that all works out. I mean, that's where you see that Rabbi Avohu's Shita, right? Ella Rabbi Yehuda Damar Drom Kichsamam Huda Asa, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that no, that really you're supposed to just give, as explained yesterday, really you can either give the nevela to a ger toshav or you can sell it to a goy, but the pasuk is not coming to make any special dispensation of here it's dafka mutter bahana or elsewhere it's aser. Hakol yisurin shavatora minale desurin bahana. Where does Rabbi Avohu see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, again, within Rabbi Avohu's shita, that anytime it says it's aser bachila, it's also aser bahana, where do you see that from according to Rabbi Yehuda? You don't see that over here. So nafkalei, so Rabbi Yehuda would learn that from milikelev tashlichun oso, that you should throw meat. We're talking about a trefa. The pasuk says a trefa is an animal that's going to die within soon, within a year. Stomach, that's complicated. But either way, that meaning an animal is, you know, that animal is not kosher. So the halacha says you should throw it to the dogs. Meaning, Osoata Mashlech Lekelev, Viyata Mashlech Lekelev, Kulashirin Shabbatorah. Meaning, that specifically, right, the pasuk had to specify that that a trefa is not Asr Behana. But everything else, you're not allowed, to throw, to give your animals to eat, other types of Isurim. Okay, Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir do with that? So he says, Oso atamashlech hakelev, yitamashlech hakelev chulin shenishchetu be'azara. Rabbi Meir would say that, yes, you can throw a trefa to a dog, but that would exclude, you're not allowed to give a dog, chulin, that was regular animals that were shechted in the Azara, right? In the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's a place set aside specifically for Kajim, if you shecht a regular animal in there, so that is that's a problem. And you're not allowed to give that food to the dog. As Rashi says, about halfway down the line, right? Disuri hana lavda raisa. Meaning that's a machlokas, whether Isur hana is da raisa or not. Meaning Rabbi Meir holds that it is. Vida chulin shenichtu ba'azara lavda raisa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that is actually not usur. Right, it's not usher to, you don't have to, there's no Isser Hana from Chulin that's shechted in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that's how Rabbi Avohu would kind of learn, right, his Shita from both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Right, he has to give some sort of basis for both of them because they disagree about the original pasuk that we quoted to prove Rabbi Avohu's Shita. But either way, we have two Shitas. We have Rabbi Chizkiah, who says that only when you have the words Lo Ye'achel does the Torah imply an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana. And Rabbi Avohu says that anytime you have something that is usher to eat, it is also usher Behana. So now, obviously, you know, when the Gemara makes a blanket statement like that, so as, you know, as good Jews do, we say challenge accepted, and I'll bring you a bunch of examples of cases where you don't see that things are asur b'achila and automatically asur b'hana. So we're going to have a bunch of those. It's today's daf. I think it's on to the tomorrow's daf as well. And we'll take a tour through all the isurei, or not all, but many of the isurei achila in the Torah. So the first we start here like this. Mosiv Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Right? Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha asked the following question. What about Gid Anoshe? All right, Gid Anoshe, the Rechman Amr Pazik says, Al-Kein lo yuchlu b'nei Yisrael's Gid Anoshe. Right, again, Parshas Vayishlach just had it. Utsnan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Sholech Adam Yerech L'Nachri v'Gid Anoshe B'tocho v'Pneishim Mekomo Nikar. Right, you can send, you know, the Gid Anoshe, right, you can sell the hip of the animal, or the thigh of the animal, whatever, to a guy. Right, even though it has a Gid Anoshe, because it's recognizable, meaning we're not concerned that a Jew will then buy the meat from the guy and think that it was already removed, because everybody knows, apparently, back in the day, that everybody knew where the Gid Anoshe was, and we're not concerned that a Jew will eat it subsequently. But again, Lamaisa, what are you doing? You're allowed to give it to a guy, right? That's deriving benefit. So how can you tell me, right, it's asur b'achila, but it's not asur b'hana? So this is what Gemara says, where am I here? Right, so Kasav Rabbi Avo, Kisha Torah Nevela hi, Kisha Hutra Nevela, so Rabbi Avo actually holds that when they allowed people to be, we said before that Nevela is mutr b'hana, hi v'chalva v'gido hutra, right, all of the animals, all parts of the animal were included as well. It and chelva, its fat, vegida, and its sinews. I guess, how does that translate? Sinews, I think. Right. So basically, here, right, the Torah says specifically that a nevela, the gid anoshe of a nevela, is actually mutter. So it's not asur b'hana. It's mutter b'achila. Theoretically, it's implying that if you ate the gid anoshe of a treif animal, it would be fine. That's not considered gid anoshe, and we're going to explain that right now. So this all works according to the person who says that a gid literally means it has flavor, but basically the machlokes is whether the gid anoshe, the sinew right over there in the hip or the thigh, whether it's meat or not. If it's benosin tam, if it has flavor, so then it's considered meat. Right, so that all works, right? Again, it's because that's when you say a nevela is mutter b'hana, right? Because the gid is part of the animal; it's part of the meat of the animal, so therefore it's mutter b'hana. According to the Manda Amar, who says it's machogas in, I assume it's in Chulin, or maybe later in the Masechta. Okay, either way, according to the one who says, yeah, it must be a Gemara in Chulin. I can't find it on the side here in the Mizrach HaShas, but it must be a Gemara in Chulin. Tzadik Gimel? I'm not sure. Okay, either way. But according to the other Mandamar who says that the Gid Anoshe in Benosin Tam, meaning it has no flavor, meaning it's not considered meat. It's just like, a piece of metal, piece of wood, piece of whatever. It's not considered part of the animal. So, Michael Amima, what are you going to say? Right? Because only Nevela, right, only the meat, only the animal was mutter b'hana, but the gid anoshe is like a nothing. It's like a piece of wood or whatever. It's not even part of the animal. What are you going to say? Right? How can you tell me that it's mutter b'hana just because nevela is mutter b'hana? So the Gemara says, yeah, well, man shmas le da'amar ein gid anoshe tam. Who's the guy who says that the gid anoshe is like a piece of wood? It's not actually part of the meat. It's not the meat of the animal. That's Rabbi Shimon. Tanya ocho gid anoshe shal behema tameya. If you eat the gid anoshe of a treif animal, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev shtayim, Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayef twice, one for eating treif and one for eating the gid anoshe. Rabbi Shimon says you're not chayef for anything because it's not even meat. It's not even like you're eating from a treif animal. Right? That's why I keep on saying that. Right? He goes as far to say that the gid is not considered meat. It's not considered part of an animal. So it's totally, it's not chayef at all. And Rabbi Shimon, hachinam b'dasr b'hana. And Rabbi Shimon holds that the gid anoshe is asr b'hana. Right, against what we've been saying. Right? We've been saying the Gid Anoshe is Mutter B'Hana. Rabbi Shimon actually says that Gid Anoshe is Asur B'Hana. The Tanya Gid Anoshe Mutter B'Hana, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oser. So there, that works out fine. Because you see, if everything worked out according to the Manda Amar, who says that the Gid Anoshe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says Gid Anoshe is meat, so then it's Mutter B'Hana because it's Nevela. According to the Manda Amar, who says it's not meat, so then Rabbi Shimon actually says that it's Asur B'Hana. So therefore, you're not allowed to eat it, and it's Asur B'Hana. That works out fine. Okay, that's question number one. That's dam. Very dam. What about blood? Chaman Amar Pasuk says, "Kol nefesh mikam lasoch al dam." Right, you're not allowed to eat blood. And we learned in the Mishnah, "Elu ve'elu mes arvin ba'ama." This and this, meaning the two, there were a bunch of sprinklings and a bunch of places where you had blood thrown on the mizbeach. Obviously, once it's thrown on the mizbeach, so the laws of gravity, it goes down. And so what this Mishnah is saying that all the different types of blood, all the other areas where the blood was spilled on the mizbeach, misarvin it, mix it together, ba'ama, in like a divot, or like a you know, they kind of chiseled out the ground of the Beis HaMikdash, and the blood would flow in this, I guess, this channel, this little, what do you call it? I'm blanking on the English word, but you know what I'm saying. Like a little divot in the ground. They called it an amma, if I'm not mistaken, because it was an amma, wide. It was very long, but it was wide, an amma wide. Either way, the blood would mix together. V'yotzim l'nachal Kidron, it would go down to the Kidron River. V'nim karen l'gananim l'zevel. And they would sell it to gananim. A gananim is, in Hebrew nowadays, is a gardener, so same thing. They would sell it to the gardeners l'zevel for fertilizer. And if you use it, right, so then meaning before it's sold, so then it's considered to be the property of hektesh. And if you use it, right, so then you're chayav for me'ila, for using hektesh. Meaning, you see here that the Beis HaMikdash derived benefit from this blood that dripped down from the Mizbeach. If you tell me that blood is obviously not allowed to eat blood, but here it seems that they're getting hana from it. So maybe mutzer b'hana, how does that work? According to Rabbi Avo. So shiny dam, the etikish la mahim, because you have a hekish to water. Dechtiv, because the pasuk says lo sochel al arz, lo sochel enu, don't eat it. Al arz tishpechanu ka mahim, spill it on the ground like water. Ma mahim mutarim, av dam mutar. Right, just like water, obviously, is mutar ba'na, so too blood. Ay, ve'ema ka mahim hanis, kanse, hanis, hamis, naskim. Whew, like nisu ka mahim, yeah? Hamis naskim. Al gabi mizbeach, right? Sometimes, water was part of the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, right on Sukkot, the Nisach HaMayim. So maybe water is offered on the Mizbeach. That water was offered by Hanah. So how do you know that you connect the blood to other water? Maybe you should connect the blood to this water that was part of the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash and offered by Hanah. So Rabbi Avo, K'mayim, Rov Mayim. No, we're talking about most water. So Gemara says, well, Midi Rov Mayim Ksiv. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say Rov Mayim. So Ela Amar Ravashi, K'mayim HaNishpachim. No, I mean, it's compared to water that is spilled, v'lokamayin hanisachim, and not water that is poured over the mizbeach. It's not a water that's a libation on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, okay, meaning it's the pasuk, right? Ala arz tishpechenu kamayim, and it's spilled on the ground like water. Okay, not as opposed to water that is, I don't know, what's the word, libated? Whatever, used in libations on the Mizbeach. Okay, fine, but ve'ema kamayim shenishpach lefnei avodah zarah, well, then maybe you should compare the blood to water that is spilled before an avodah zarah, which in service of an avodah zarah, right, that's asur behana. It's what it says, hasam nami nisuch ikri. Okay, well, that's also called nisuch. That's also called libations. Because the pasuk says, yishtu yayin nisicha. Okay, fine. Now, we had some meanings of that. So we compare the blood to water. It's a special hekesh between blood and water, which just like water is mutar b'hana, so too blood is. But in general, according to Rabbi Avo, the default is that water is that anything that is aser b'achila is aser b'hana. Okay, fine. Now, ulechizkiyah l'mayim hilchus ha'itkish dam l'mayim. Well, what does Chizkiyah use the hekesh between blood and water for? Right, again, Rabbi Avo used the connection between blood and water to teach me that blood is mutar b'hana. Right, the default is anything that's aser to eat is aser b'hana, but Pasuk says blood is like water, so therefore blood is mutar b'hana, just like water. Well, Chizkiyah says the default is not that anything that's aser b'achila is aser b'hana, the default is anything that's aser b'achila is mutar b'hana. So what does Chizkiyah use this connection between blood and water for? So he uses it like Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Dam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin Ladam Kachim Sheino Machshir. Again, Drasha we had before earlier in the Masechta. about a week ago or so, right in this in the Rebbe Chanina Skana Kohanim Gemaras. So how do you know that kachim is not that the blood of kachim is not machshir? Right, liquid has to be machshir food. Right, for food to be become mekabel tuma, it needs to first become wet with one of the seven mashkim yad shachad dam. Is the abbreviation. So how do you know that blood of kachim is not machshir? Right, that's even though dam is one of the liquids that will be machshir an item to become mekabel tuma. How do you know that blood from kachim does not count? Shneimer, the pasuk says, "Lo sochol enem al ha'aretz tishbechanu kamayim." Right, don't eat it on the. You should spill it on the ground. Dam shenishbach kamayim machshir. Only blood that is spilled on the ground can be machshir something to become a kabel tuma. Ve'inu nishbach kamayim, inu machshir. Right, and something that's not spilled on the ground, like blood of kachim, because it's collected in a kli and then sprinkled on the mizbeach, so that is not going to be machshir items. Food specifically to become mekabel tuma. Okay, so that's the end of that. Okay, another question. What about v'harei eiver menachai? What about right eating a limb off a live animal? The Chetiv Pasuk says lo sochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar. You should not eat right the blood, really the soul with the meat. So v'tanya will end the riser Rabbi Nosson. Omer minayin shalo yoshit adam kos yain lanazir ve'evi minachai levni noach. How do you know that you shouldn't give a cup of wine to a nazir? Right, obviously a nazir can't drink wine. Or ve'evi minachai levni noach, you shouldn't hand this delicious cow leg of an animal that was still alive to a ben noach. Right, the ben noach are also commanded not to eat ever minachai. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Lifnei iver lo sita michshol." Right, do not place a stumbling block in front of a blind person. Right, meaning don't lead people astray. Don't give them stuff that will cause them to become to go us the violated iser. Excuse me. So the Gemara, but the implication is halaklavim shari. It's mutter to give iver minachai to animals, to dogs. Right? So you can't give it to a guy, fine, because that's an iser. But it's seemingly mutter to give it to dogs. That implies that it's mutter b'hana. So it's an iser. There is an iser achila, but it's mutter b'hana. How does that work according to Rabbi Avo? So Gemara says shiny iver minachai dish kesh l'dam. Okay, you have a connection from iver minachai to blood. Again, blood is mutter b'hana. So there, so too iver minachai. Because the pasuk says, "Rak chazak levulti achol adam ki adam hu anefesh v'lo suchal anefesh yema basar." Right, then you have a long pasuk over there, and that's you know that's that pasuk at the end talks about to Eivir Menachai. So you see, just like blood and Eivir Menachai mentioned basically in the same pasuk, so they are connected. Therefore, they are mutar b'hana. Ulechizkia, according to Chizkia, again, you don't need a drasha according to Chizkia because the default is that iser achila is mutar b'hana. So, what is this connection between iver menachai and blood according to Chizkia? L'may lechaza itzkish iver menachai l'adam. Tamar lechai he would say to you, "Dam hu deitzkish le'iver menachai." It says it's the other way around. Right, blood is connected to iver menachai. Ma iver menachai aser, avdam menachai aser. Just like iver menachai is aser, so too dam menachai is aser. Right, even drinking blood from a live animal is aser. Not only dead animals, right? Also live animals. What kind of blood is that? Veze. What is that? Dam hakaza. The blood of bloodletting. Right, the shanefesh yotzavo, right, because that's blood. Where it kind of the bloodletting they used to do is that you take out some of the blood, the lifeblood of an animal. I don't know, that would make him healthier. Okay, not sure exactly what the science was back in the day. Okay, so that either way, that solves that question. And what about the next question? Varei shor niskal. What about a cow or an ox that is stoned? Let's say if he killed somebody, right? If a shor amuad killed a person, right? Again, we'll get to that in Bava Kama. But a shor amuad killed a person. He's chayav misa, right? You're not allowed to eat it. Rechman Amar Pasuk says lo yachelas bisaro. You're not allowed to eat its meat. I got a record earlier. It's about 12:30 here in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. Sorry. Either way, lo yechel es pisaro. This is a question on both of them, right? Because ve'atani will under rabbi, so mimash v'shenemar sakol yisakel ha'shore in any yudeh shehi nevela u'nevela aser be'achila. Right? We know, right? You have to kill the cow, the ox. So mistama, it's in nevela, right? It's not going to be shechted properly. So you know it's aser be'achila. So therefore, matam alomar lo yechel. What does the pasuk teach me when it says you shall not eat it? Magi lechal kasev shim shechtu la'achas shenigmar dino aser. Right, so then if you shecht it after the court is paskin to kill the cow, right, even if it's not dead yet, so it's still usher to eat. How do you know it's usher be'achila? The pasuk says u'bal lashon naki, that the owner of the cow is clean. Now the Gemara says, my mashma, how does clean imply that you're not allowed to derive benefit from a short niska? So Shimon ben Zoma Omar ke adam she'omer l'chaveru yatsa ploni naki minechasav. Just like someone says about his friend, right? This guy is clean from his possessions, right? We have nowadays a person's got cleaned out, so he lost all his possessions. So that's the idea. That's what the pasuk means. When the bala shor naki, the owner of the cow, is cleaned out. He's got no recourse. He cannot benefit from it. So now, ve'ein lo b'hem hanah shel klum. Right, so you're not allowed to derive any benefit. So Gemara, now here's finally the kasha. Taima de kasev u'bala shor naki. Right, the only reason that you would have an iser hanah, right, is because the pasuk said, v'ala shor naki, the owner of the cow, is cleaned out. Right, de'imi lo ye'achel, iser achila mashma, iser hanah lo mashma. But from just the pasuk of lo ye'achel, you should not eat the shor in this cow, right, we don't learn that it's aser b'hanah. So that's against both of them. Because both according to Rabbi Avo and Chizkiah, right, the lo yechel would indicate an iser hana. So what do you do with this? So Gemara says lo lam lo yechel iser achila b'iser hana mashma. So Gemara says ena chenami. Really, lo yechel does teach me that it's aser b'hana. So why do you learn it from Bala Shor Naki? Bala Shor Naki lahanas orohu da aser. Bala Shor Naki is coming to teach me that you can't even derive benefit from the cow's skin. Why? Why do you need that drasha? Because you might have thought to say, lo yechel is b'saro k'siv, b'saro in oro lo. Right? What does the pasuk say? It doesn't say lo yechel. It says lo yechel is b'saro. You can't eat the meat. So you might have thought, okay, fine, the meat, but I can derive benefit from the skin, because that's the Torah specified only the meat. Except for Kamash Malan, that needs comes to teach me, Bala Shor Naki, that no, there is no benefit you can derive from a Shor Niskal whatsoever. Well, the Tanaim, the Mafkile, the High Crow, the Drasha Achrina, and according to the Tanaim, who used this Drasha for a different Limud, which is Lachatzi Kofer Ildme Vlados, specifically that a Shor Haniskal does not pay Chatzi Kofer, which is the punishment, which is the payment of a Shor Tam. Meaning that Shor Mu'ah does not pay that, meaning that he does not have to pay the Dmei Vlados, that if a cow causes, or an ox gores a woman, Rachman Litzlan, and she loses a baby, so you don't need to pay the cow, the owner of the cow does not pay the value of the fetus, as opposed to when a person injures a woman and causes the fetus to abort, so then the person does pay the value. So that's the drushes that are learned from this pasuk according to these Tanaim. Again, Gemara is in Bava Kama. So how do they know? Right, so meaning, how do they know that it's usher to get benefit from the skin, from the ore, from the hide of the cow? So nafka lehu me es besoro. Right, meaning they learn it from the es besoro, the extra s in there teaches me that the es besoro, es hatafel lebesoro, that which is tafel is like secondary to the meat. That's how they would learn it. V'idach, and what about the other way we learned, right? Kind of according to the fact that when we say the Bala Shor Naki is the drasha that teaches me that the skin is the ore, the hide of the cow is aser b'hana. So what do they do with the s? So es lo darish, right? So simply they don't darshan out the s's. Kedetanya, like we learned in a brisa, that whether you darshan out an s, whether you, that can teach me something. That's actually a machlokas in the following brisa. Shimon ha-amsuni, Ramili Nechemya ha-amsuni, one of these two amsunis, was learning this follows. Ha-yidurish called esim shibatora. He would darshan out all the esim, all of them. All the time it said es, he would teach me something from it. Kirin shagia le-es ha-shem al-kechatira perish. Once he got to the pasuk that said, es, Hashem, you should fear, right, perish, he stopped. Because he couldn't come to, you know, figure out, right, what should be, you know, included, right? You fear God, and we're going to include something else. We're going to darshan some other drasha. How can you darshan some other drasha? Kosh Baruch Hu. You feel, what is comparable to fearing Kosh Baruch Hu? So he stopped. He said, you know what? I'm wrong. I can't figure out a drasha for this S, and therefore, everything else that I've darshaned out until now is illegitimate. And he took it back, took all the drushas of the Esim back. So our Amra Lo Talmidav, his student said to him, Rebbe, call Esim Shadarashtam Atayelayan. What about all the drushas? We just spent, I would imagine, months and maybe perhaps years darshaning out these Esim. What, are we just going to throw it away? So Amalami said to them, unbelievable Musar. This is today's Musar. Keshem Shekibalti Schar Ala Drisha Kach Ani Mekabal Schar Ala Prisha. Just like I would get Schar and reward for darshaning out and learning all this Torah and figuring out all this these drushas from the word Esim, once I realize it's false, so then I get Schar for abstaining as well. Meaning, once someone has shown me truth and I can't, or I can't figure out, once you get to a dead end, so to be intellectually honest and say, you know what, everything I've done up until now, even though I spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours learning on it, if it's false, it's false, the end. And not to have any personal kind of vendetta or stake in what he's done, what he's worked. I would imagine, I don't know if his life's work, but you can imagine that this could have been his life's work. He said, you know what, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, the end. And that's what he stopped. And sure enough, Rabbi Akiva came later, and Darshan that no, you can actually learn something from this Es Hashem Elokei Chatira. Ashabar Rabbi Kiva Vidarsh Es Hashem Elokei Chatira. What is that? The rabbis, Tamid Chachamim. They should have a certain yira, a certain fear of Tamid Chachamim. Fear is probably a bad word. Probably kavod and reverence. And we mentioned this right now. I should really say that today's shir is Lili Nishmas. Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld, who was Zichron Levracha, who was Nifter today. He was the Mor Asra of the shul where I grew up, and maybe I wouldn't admit it when I was younger, but definitely, if not consciously, then definitely subconsciously, had a tremendous impact on my life, sitting and listening to all his drushas and his speeches, etc. So again, his neshama should have an aliyah, and all the learning of today's daf should definitely be in his chus. So very apropos that Rabbi Kiva darshan, as Hashem Elokei Chatira, you should have fear or awe or respect or revere Talmid Chachamim, because again they carry on the Shmos of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They kind of teach the Torah to the masses, and that was an appropriate accompaniment, let's say, to the pasuk of you should have fear of God. You should also have fear of those who kind of teach and portray God's way of life in the best manner. We're going to stop here, and then we'll go weiter tomorrow with some more questions against Rabbi Avo and Chizkia, and trying to figure out whether there is an Isser Hana, there isn't an Isser Hana, every time you find an Isser Achila. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this, and a Lichtige Chanukah.